producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, during the break, did you catch, during the break, Obama, now concerning Obamacare, they're going to fine people to a greater degree concerning those that do not sign up for Obamacare. Do you see how this works, friends? When the American people allow crime to rule the roost, to rule by oppression, do you understand, America, that this is un-American? Do you understand that this is not the United States government? They have no constitutional authority whatsoever to make you pay for anything, America. Healthcare by force, say they? Socialized medicine, folks, isn't that a part of a global scheme? Why, yes, of course it is. In America, forcing the American people to pay for something that is unconstitutional, therefore null and void. Oh, here, let me take it another step, America. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, doesn't apply to those that are forcing it down your throat. It doesn't apply to them. Now, I'm just curious, America, do those people, our representatives, do they work for you or do we work for them? Because according to what I'm hearing, now we work for them, and if we don't do what they say, then they're going to go into our wallets by force and make us pay for something that is illegal. Wow. Where did they derive that power from, friends? Because it's not from the American people. It's not from the Constitution nor the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America to take from those that work and give to those that don't. Oh, well, it applies to you too, Bradley. Well, listen, I have my own health care. I don't need you to tell me what I'm supposed to do concerning my health care. I don't need you telling me who I have to go to concerning my health care. But for some reason, they have found it within themselves to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, regardless of what the law says. And if it's not law, friends, then what is it? This is a totalitarian system of government which does not apply in this country. But again, friends, if the American people don't know the difference, then I guess they can always get away with whatever you let them get away with. It reminds me of the gun control issue in which so many today are trying to, well, the anti-gunners are trying to strip the American people from Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, yet they themselves are armed. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. We rule above the law because we are the law, say they, and say they with the consent of the American people that tolerate it. This is incredible. That the government is going to begin to fine you more if you do not begin to pay the tab concerning what is unconstitutional, un-American, therefore null and void. The American people need to stand up and say, where did you derive that power? Where did you derive that unconstitutional power to force us to pay for something that does not apply to us in this country? And again, friends, let me fill in that void, let me fill in that blank, through the ignorance of the American people. There's no better way of saying it. They oppress. They oppress. They frame laws by mischief, which in this country is called unlaw. Read Psalm 94. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. You can also give us a call at any time if you'd like to over the next hour. 1-866-582-9933. Let me lay to your candor. I want to question those that are listening to me that may differ from what I'm saying right now concerning Obamacare. Will you show me in the Constitution of the United States of America, any caller out there listening to me, a friend or foe, show me in the Constitution where the government in this country has the right, where they have the right to enforce unjust laws on the American people. And I want you to show me in the Constitution where it applies. Because I can tell you the opposite right now, Article 1, Section 8. It doesn't apply. But if you think otherwise, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read 1 Corinthians 11:1 and John 14:6. Jumping over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes is the DOJ joins with SPLC against domestic terrorists. That would be you, America, meaning the conservatives in this country, patriots and or Christians. The Department of Justice joins with SPLC, which has no credibility whatsoever, against domestic terrorists. I'm going to highlight that. And then I'm also going to expound a little bit and define a little bit of an expose on Southern Poverty Law Center. And folks, you'll find out that it's not law at all. And you'll find that they contradict themselves at every turn. And then you're going to ask yourself the question, what does the Department of Justice have to do with the Southern Poverty Law Center? Because it's not justice. It's injustice. That's what's happening in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 16 states now looking to ban Sharia law. It's unconstitutional, friends. Folks, I simply have said so many times, hey, listen, if your God is God, then what are you coming over to America for? I mean, you don't like rocks and sand? I mean, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You have nothing because you've sown to nothing. So you want to come to America for help, and then when you get the help that you want, then you begin to tear down the laws and the people that were there to help you in the first place? Well, the American people are awakening. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The racism, illusion, and Black Lives Matter lies. Folks, you need to keep in mind this is all contrived by the state-controlled media. An attempt to divide and conquer. Nothing more and nothing less. It's all contrived. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The GOP chair party is cooked if we don't win in 2016. How about the American people come together and win the day regardless of the GOP? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. When this high school football player sees United States veterans in the crowd, he brings the game to standstill.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Still waiting for that caller to contradict the information that I gave concerning Obamacare, which is unconstitutional. I want to see how many people out there actually agree with the government actually just illegally implemented through something called Obamacare. It's illusion. It's an illusion, friends. It's pretended authority. And they mean to implement it by force through totalitarian means. That's what's going on in your country. In so many different ways, friends. Gay marriage, the whole gun debate, which it's not a debate whatsoever, folks. You've got rights, not privileges. Obamacare, folks. We can go down the line over and over and over and over again as to the issues that we're dealing with in this country. Now, folks, one of the things that I talked about during the opening there on sonsoflibertymedia.com is the Department of Injustice joins with SPLC against domestic terrorists, meaning conservative Americans. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully first, okay? I'm going to go over to Mark Potok, the director of intelligence, they call it, over there at Southern Poverty Law Center. This is what he said, and I want you to listen carefully, friends. He said, sometimes the press will describe us, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. Let me say it again. Our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Now, what kind of groups would he be talking about? Well, the homosexual activist group Southern Poverty Law Center has attempted to infiltrate once again the public school system with their newly designed entry-level diversity program called Mix It Up Day. The goal of Mix It Up Day is to force the acceptance of homosexuality into public schools, even at elementary and junior high levels. Now, they listed schools on their website who were participants of Mix It Up Day. However, the SPLC was reprimanded and exposed by administrators of public schools because they falsely listed their schools as participants without authorization or permission. Folks, this is who these people are. Now, I don't know how many times I need to redefine lawless people, but let me put it this way. 1 John 3:4, they're criminals. They're violating law. They think they're above the law. So how did the school system respond to the Southern Poverty Law Center? Get us off your list immediately. But did you hear about that, friends? Absolutely not. You didn't hear about that. The only thing that you heard was the SPLC. And, man, I'll tell you what, if the state-controlled media is behind them, they've got to really have it going on. And there's got to be a lot more of them than that there really is. Or that is the delusion that they want to send to the American people. Hey, there's nothing you can do to stand up against these people. Now, again, our end aim is to make sure that you throw your hands up in the air and say, it's all over with, there's nothing we can do. And how many people in this country that are un-American and unpatriotic and un-Christian have I heard say just that? And it sickens me to no end. If the Southern Poverty Law Center cannot force schools through totalitarian means to accept their mix-it-up day, then they will defend Obama's hand-picked degenerate, radical, homosexual Dan Savage, founder of It Gets Better Project. A man who touts around under the guise of anti-bullying and who earlier this year assailed high school students who takes a biblical stance on homosexuality at a high school journalism conference. In other words, he was saying the Bible is nothing but a bunch of BS. Ooh, not a good place to put yourself there, Danny boy. But folks, do keep in mind, Danny's also the guy that said that he wants to make sure that his political opponents are sick. That's why he walks around the room where his enemies are and he licks the doorknobs. This is a fact. This is Obama's hand-picked degenerate. Before it gets better. Anti-bullying. We know from Kevin Jennings from GLSEN, the organization GLSEN, he said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. They're not the victim. They're perpetuating the crime. That's what he just said. And then what they do is they use the Stalin method to browbeat dissenters. By how? By calling them racists and haters and bigots. And the American people fall for it. Wow. Oh, keep in mind, folks, for those that didn't know, Dan Savage, the founder of It Gets Better. Also keep in mind, folks, he's the one that said of his political opposition that he wants them to be drugged behind a pickup until there's nothing but the rope. That's the very definition of a hate crime, by the way. Folks, this is also the guy that wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. This man is literally daring the justice of God in so many different ways. Anytime, Danny boy, anytime, public, anytime, television, broadcast, anytime, Danny. But of course he won't take up the challenge because he knows that when the facts are laid out there for the people to see both sides, they're going to hate his guts and they're going to want him thrown in jail for his crimes against humanity. His crimes against nature, friends. Romans 1:24, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. But this little effeminate pansy, what does he want to do? He just wants to go around and bully anybody and everybody that will listen to his garbage. But we're talking about the SPLC again. Southern Poverty Law Center recently wrote a letter titled FRC, Family Research Council, deserves hate group label, in which they accuse Tony Perkins, the founder, of calling Dan Savage's It Gets Better project all a part of a concerted effort to recruit children into the gay lifestyle. It is. Because if we go back to the hand-picked Safe Schools Art, Kevin Jennings, by Barack Hussein Obama. Keep in mind, he appointed none other than Kevin Jennings, who wrote a book, a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. So what are they talking about? Of course, that's exactly what they did. See, they want the truth to be objective, friends, when there are facts involved. They don't want you to figure out that they're actually the ones committing the crimes against their constitutional republic. They don't want you to do that. And for some mysterious reason, folks, we have the DOJ, which joins with the Southern Poverty Law Center, against domestic terrorists. Again, anybody that believes in the way of life in this country. And what are they doing? They're attempting to tear down the law, and they're attempting to recreate it. And they want you to bite onto the hook, friends. Now, keep in mind, the stupidest fish are those that bite onto the hook. Those are the ones that get caught. Pay attention to the bait, friends, because it's un-American. Going back. Southern Poverty Law Center, keep in mind, this is coming from an organization, those that are trying to accuse Tony Perkins from Family Research Council. They're the organization that uses a facade of legitimacy, a law firm that advocates on law. And of course, what they do with the misuse of language and subtlety changing definitions of widely understood and accepted terms, reversing definitions is what I'm saying, friends. For example, as you know, the socialist communist agenda has always had a problem with how to defend and promote an indefensible and indefeasible agenda. dedicating themselves by covertly undermining, and this is exactly what these people are doing, undermining and ultimately destroying American society by implementing socialism and communism. And folks, they just happen to be the useful idiots that are playing the useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin. See, they're acting accordingly under their teacher, but they forgot to pay attention to what the teacher said their use was and who they were. They were being laughed at. And it's interesting, history teaches us the useful idiot's always the first one to be mowed down once a totalitarian system is put into place. But they forgot about that too. I'm just making sure America understands what's going on in this country so you don't have to be a part of going down with them. Now, going back to Southern Poverty Law Center, we got to go back to the founder, Morris Dees, because Southern Poverty Law Center's founder did legal work for the KKK, by the way, an arm of the Democratic Party in 1961. I want you to hear that again, friends. Southern Poverty Law Center's founder, Morris Dees, defended the KKK concerning their crimes against black people down south. I want to say it again. Morris Dees, the founder for Southern Poverty Law Center, did legal work for the KKK in 1961, and why Southern Poverty Law Center continuously aligns themselves with a communist organization, nobody knows, but that's who they are. Dan Savage recently made a visit to a Winona State University at the request of the administration, in which he spewed his lawless rants accusing Christians and Tony Perkins of wanting homosexuals dead. No, we want the law enforced. We want the law enforced against your crimes because every state in the United States of America, state statute tells us the gay lifestyle is completely illegal. So what are you talking about, Danny? We're protecting our kids from predators such as yourselves in so many different cases, in so many different ways. What are you talking about? No, of course. They want to play sleight of hand and they want you to start asking the wrong questions so they don't have to give you the right answers. Well, I want to give you the right answers, America. I want you to understand who these people are. Did you know that Dan Savage, going back to this guy, he told students every dead gay kid is a victory for the Family Research Council. Tony Perkins sits on a pile of dead gay kids every day when he goes to work, said Dan Savage. Now you're starting to understand why homosexuality was considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973. I hope you are. Savage also charged all Christians, this radical sodomite, charged all Christians in America with hatred. No, it's hate not to tell you the truth. Since when did hate ever tell the truth? It doesn't. Love does that. See, but it's a love that he wants to reject. And because he wants to reject it, therefore he wants to take it another step, friends, and he wants to criminalize you because you don't accept his abominable lifestyle before a just and holy God. Well, let me tell you something, friends. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. We're going to come back, folks, and we're going to get to this. The DOJ aligns itself with Southern Poverty Law Center. Identify an SPLC for you real quick.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Still waiting, my friends, for those that would combat me on Obamacare. Now, if you can't give me the answer, then why would you submit to it? I asked the question during the beginning of the show for someone to point out in the Constitution where the government has a lawful leg to stand on concerning Obamacare. And keep in mind, America, it doesn't apply to those that represent we the people. So apparently the message to the American people is, listen, we don't derive our just powers from you anymore. We derive them from those that actually pay us to do their bidding, special interest groups. That's exactly what's happening here. That's exactly what's happening here. 1-866-582-9933. Set me straight, please. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about SPLC and how the DOJ has joined together with the lawless Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, keep in mind again, friends, what Mark Potok said. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to destroy those that disagree with our dangerous un-American ideologies. I'm adding, paraphrasing, to completely destroy them, said Mark Potok, director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. Folks, they already told on themselves. Why would the Department of Justice, why would they link arms with them? Concerning domestic terrorists, folks, because it's never been about terrorism. America, you've always been the problem. Look to the President of the United States. He's going around the world apologizing for you, America. And I want to tell you, folks, because I'm not going to withhold truth in any sense of the word. I know he doesn't mean it for the good of America. I understand that. But I do want to tell you what he's saying is exactly right in so many different ways. And it's a patriotic thing for me to tell you the truth, not to withhold the truth from you by saying that. Well, what are you saying, Bradley? It's because what you've allowed... Folks, here's a perfect example of a useful idiot. You have the President of the United States of America going around the globe apologizing for you. What is he apologizing for? Well, let me set that record straight. What he's apologizing for is what the American people have allowed their politicians to do to other countries. So he's telling on himself. But folks, he's right. He's stepping in it. He's neck deep into his own hypocrisies, but he's what we're talking about. He's the reason people hate our guts. America, you're hated by other countries because of what you allow politicians to do to their countries on your dime. And until we begin to take responsibility for that, nothing's going to change. I know there's many countries that love America. But the fact of the matter is we need to right the wrongs here. We need to get rid of the foxes that spoil the vine, and we need to get rid of the leaven that leavens the lump here. And we as a people need to begin to make distinction between the goats and the sheep, that which is holy and that which is defiled, that which is good and that which is evil. And what we see in America today is the American people giving way to an evil, evil, corrupt system, which is un-American. And I'm not calling for revolution, I'm calling for reformation. Because our documents are still there, friends, and it really is that simple to get back to them and enforce the words found in those documents, because we don't need more laws in this country. We need good men to enforce the laws in which we have. And because the laws are not enforced, folks, what we have here today is we have the DOJ joining with Southern Poverty Law Center. If the American people would enforce the laws against the crimes, there would be no SPLC. The DOJ wouldn't even think about going forward, linking arms. Folks, these people have no shame. And really what it comes down to is the American people don't have any shame. They're beginning to rule through oppressive means, friends. They want to zero out Americans that are speaking out against them because they don't want to be uncovered for their crimes against America. And isn't it interesting how they call you the terrorist when in fact they're the ones defining the very word terrorist? Oh, I better set that record straight, too, because if I don't, that's going to be thrown in my face somewhere by some blogger that's too afraid to call in and set me straight on live radio. 1-866-582-9933. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. Folks, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. These people don't want to be uncovered. By the way, that's why Christ was crucified. Read John 15. They want to rule the roost. And they don't have an unlawful reign concerning the people. But if the American people are unlawful, then guess what? They are going to reign. Regardless if you like it or not, through force, and that's exactly what's happening today. Now, folks, going back to the Southern Poverty Law Center, did you know that the event at FRC, Family Research Council, by a homosexual radical, the Southern Poverty Law Center went so far as to put an article on the front page of their website in an attempt to heighten the FRC's label as a hate group? Now, folks, I've talked to attorneys about this and how this is lawful. I have no idea. I have no idea. Folks, what they're doing is they're committing jihads on those that disagree with them. That's exactly what these people are doing. Now the DOJ is in on it. They're becoming more emboldened. They're coming out in so many different ways. Their method is this. Listen carefully. This is a Saul Alinsky tactic again, rules for radicals. Their method, pick the target, that's you, America, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. This is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. Folks, now going to a scriptural tense, I'm sorry, sense. Is this not the accuser of the brethren? Why, of course, yes, it is. This is Satan himself, because going back to Saul Alinsky, taking it all the way up to the flagpole to that loser, should I say down the flagpole to that loser, it's probably not a good place where he's hanging out right now. But it's interesting to note that Saul Alinsky credited his book, Rules for Radicals, to Satan himself. Now, going to the SPLC and what they did when they actually did another article labeling the FRC as a hate group, Floyd Corkins, a homosexual activist, walked into the lobby of Family Research Council in August of 2012 with a semi-automatic pistol in a backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Corkins shot the Family Research security guard. You can watch the video, as a matter of fact. Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued him before he was taken into custody. Now, during the FBI interrogation, Corkins stated that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the victims' faces. Prosecutors said that Corkins planned to leave FRC after the attack and go to another conservative group to continue the reign of terror. A handwritten list of three other groups was found in Corcoran's belongings. An investigation of Corcoran's computer found that he identified all of his targets coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Folks, this is, so if you want to know the difference between them and the Muslims, same method, same daddy. There is no difference. This is a jihad, America. You just don't know the difference. And what are they doing? They're slowly washing out the definitions of meanings and words in the culture, where sooner or later, everybody's going to look at you as the bad guy, as you are now labeled a terrorist, America. And this, of course, is all scripture, but in this country, there is no excuse as to why we are where we're at today. Absolutely zero. There is no excuse whatsoever that America is here. Folks, again, let me remind you that if you were to look at their numbers, just in the natural, I know cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Let me give you an eagle's eye view, a bird's eye view. They don't have the support. They don't have the numbers. They're just testing the people to see how far they can go with you. In America, you've let them do it every single time, every step of the way. That's why you're in trouble today. This is why the older generation offers nothing but hopelessness to the younger generation, because they were too caught up in being entertained out of their freedoms, and they didn't care enough about their kids to actually stand up and fight for it when they had the time to do it. So now the younger generation has to stand up and do what the older generation was unwilling to do. And guess what, friends? They will. But I want to tell you something. They're going to pay the price. They are going to pay the price. They're going to pay the price because the older generation didn't. And, of course, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about those that are listening to me right now and you're convicted for what you've left undone. You're the problem. You know, I wish I could blame somebody else so many times when I'm on the radio program, but I can't. I wish when I had conversations I could agree with people as to why we are where we're at today. But I can't. I wish sometimes I could agree with those that offer up hopelessness and agree with them and just get in the boat that's going to hell without having to do anything, because I get so tired sometimes. And I'm speaking from a carnal mind, not from my heart right now. But you know what, friends? I can't. Because you can rest assured, going back to the Revolutionary War, friends, it was all going on then too. Everybody was throwing their hands up saying there's nothing we can do, but there was a less than 3% of the population that stood up and they proved their God, and God proved himself. God did not leave his word null and void. It didn't return back unto him null and void. It prospered in the very thing that he called it to do. But he was just looking for someone to actually stand up and take his word for it. And history proves just that point. Hey, folks, nations pivot on the obedience of a small portion. How many nations have been set right because of a small portion of people? The ones, the twos, the less than 3% of the population. Folks, I'll tell you why people are so hopeless today is because they have their eyes fixed on circumstance. They have their eyes fixed. And by the way, if you could see circumstance without the state-controlled media, they're scared to death that you're going to catch on. But see, America, you are surrounded today, without and within. You have governors now telling you, listen, well, immigrants are coming in, radical jihadists are coming into your country now. You have governors in the state of Minnesota that are telling the people in Minnesota that, listen, if you don't like it, you can leave the country. He didn't tell that to the radical jihadists. He said that to the American people, and it shows you who the jihadists really are. Does it not? We're going to take a quick break. Come right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, so now here I'm going to give it to you. And this will be the last segment, by the way. But interestingly enough, DOJ joins with Southern Poverty Law Center. I've already shared with you as to who they are and what their end aim is to destroy these groups, to absolutely destroy them. Whether Americans thought about the potential or not, the Obama administration is making sure it comes to fruition. A new office within the Department of Justice teaming up with the Southern Poverty Law Center to track and coordinate investigations into domestic terrorism. In other words, those that are magnifying the laws of the United States of America. Because, again, keep in mind, these people don't want to be ruled by law. They want to be a law unto themselves. In October 14th, a speech delivered at George Washington University, Assistant Attorney General John Carlin told attendees the new office would be the point of contact for U.S. attorneys working on domestic terrorism cases. Well, who are the domestic terrorists? Carlin mentioned Islam only twice, but claimed domestic terrorism by groups touting anti-government animus. Folks, what he's saying is those that, so for example, when I'm exposing the crimes of those that serve we the people, they're calling that anti-government, when in fact, that is called a patriot. And it's the same thing they did to our forefathers. So they're calling you anti-government if you agree with the laws of the Constitution. Echo, radicalism, and racism pose a danger just as great despite the smaller number of incidents sponsored by such groups. No, this is what they are highlighting, because you're the great stumbling block to these people. Carlin failed to provide statistics supporting incidents sponsored by such groups. Teaming with the Southern Poverty Law Center poses a great concern. The group is known to monitor and track groups and organizations they designate and declare as hate groups, whatever they define it as to be, friends. Amounting to 784 identified for this year. Man, I thought there was a jihadist, Muslim jihadist threat in America today. It's never been about that, friends. When looking under the different classifications, one will find the following list as hate groups. American College of Pediatricians in Gainesville, Florida. Bradley Dean, that's me, you can run but you cannot hide, in Minnesota. Jewish Political Action Committee in New York. American Freedom Defense Initiative in New York. Jihad Watch is a hate group. Bare Naked Islam is a hate group out of California. The Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. is deemed a hate group, along with many more. Since when is freedom of speech, freedom of religion, speaking truth, and raising awareness on issues known as hate and associating with like-minded individuals designate as one as being a hate group? Because, folks, it's them doing the hating. Conspicuously lacking in the Southern Poverty Law Center's listing of hate groups were, are you ready, America? These were not on the Southern Poverty Law Center's listing of hate groups. Council on American Relations, CARE, who's tied with known terror groups globally. Folks, it's not about terrorists. It's about them redefining what a terrorist is, and guess who they are? You. And I want to tell you how and why they put you on the list. To the degree of your effectiveness, that's the reason they put you on the list. They're scared to death that there's going to be 100 more Bradley Deans, 100 more of one of these groups to stand up and actually call them out and hold them accountable to the law. Because once you figure it out, like I said, I'm sorry, like John Owen said, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. Well, folks, they're killing you, aren't they? Lacking in the Southern Poverty Law Center's listing of hate groups were Council on American Islamic Relations. It should tell you, folks, who's paying the bills here. Islamic Society of North America, ISNA. The Muslim Brotherhood, all these groups, they're lacking, folks. They're not on SPLC's hate group list. Nation of Islam is not on that list, headed by Louis Farrakhan, who's using the race card, telling his people to go ahead and kill Whitey. And the new Black Panther Party saying the same thing. They're not on the hate group list. Again, friends, this is the guy that walks around as a free man after issuing terroristic threats and calling for 10,000 to kill whites. Does this tell you what's going on, America? Does it tell you who they're working for? Why, yes, it is. And folks, to their own demise. Folks, it's time to plug the holes, because they don't realize if the ship goes down, they go down with it. They don't care. They're willing to sell their soul to do just that. I'm not. God is always willing to give the church what it's always willing to fight for. But again, America, you have to stand up and fight. We need men of courage is what we need.
Absolutely, 100%. It's amazing when you look down the... It seems nowadays that anyone that stands for truth, anyone that stands for justice, anyone that stands for the law as it should be under the Constitution, anyone that stands as God, as in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and
for
Jacob...
For God.
As in the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not anything else. It's judgment completely turned backwards, and those that are standing for truth and righteousness are those that are deemed haters and labeled as hate groups.
I want to encourage people real quick, Steph, and I'm going to give it right back to you. Give me 100 preachers who fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God. I care not whether they be clergymen or laymen. They alone will shake the gates of hell and set up the kingdom of heaven upon earth. And we're not asking the enemy for permission. Hudson Taylor said this. This is the word of encouragement, friends. All God's giants have been weak men who did great things for God because they believed that God was with them. They didn't trust in themselves. They trusted in the God of heaven, in Jesus Christ, that the gates of hell would not prevail. And as John Knox, that Scottish prophet, rightly said, a man with God is always in the majority. And to those that are still on the fence, why you're there, I have no idea. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, Jesus said he'd spew you out of his mouth. But if we're going to do this, America, then we better be calling on the right God. And by the way, this is what they're trying to do, is they're trying to erase God from your heritage, because they know that, for a better way of saying it, a natural parable, he is your power source. And without that, that's why they're spending so much time trying to demoralize you. Man, speaking of which, a side note, I have never seen so many whorish women in all of my life. I mean, folks, spend 5 minutes online. It is absolutely amazing to me. Everywhere you turn. And they are just as guilty as hell as the man that looks at them, Matthew 5. And it's interesting, folks, why they're trying to spend so much time and effort and money trying to demoralize the people. The reason they're doing that is because they want you to give up your sovereignty to the enemy of your souls. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God, said Dietrich Bonhoeffer in the face of what? Adolf Hitler. It's time, America, for you to stand up and play the men and women that God called you to be, because we only have one opportunity to do just that.
And I believe it was John Adams who said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And he also said the church is the moral compass of society. So as goes the church, so goes the world. We have a job to do completely. And you know, going back to, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center and hate groups and so on and so forth, Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you.
These are the hate groups.
Of course. Yeah. I get your point completely. But what I'm saying is it's, we don't shy away from that. It's a badge of honor, quite frankly, when the, those who are injustice, or how do I explain it?
Unjust.
Those who are unjust, but those who basically are haters themselves, they're pointing us at us and saying, listen, woe unto you, and all men speak well of you. You guys are the haters. Well, you know, Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. A servant is not greater than his Lord. So we should rejoice in that day and be exceedingly glad when we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, for great is our reward in heaven. But we cannot do what we do without your support. And you know what? If you are considered a hater out there because you're standing for truth,
amen,
and justice and for righteousness and for the Constitution, for the Bible, and for Jesus Christ, then so be it.
We should get some t-shirts. Are you a bigot?
I'm a bigot too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Are you a hater?
I'm a hater too.
Yeah. I mean, we should get some of those t-shirts and start passing them out, because I believe people are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Oh, you know, the thing is you can't be so afraid. If someone lashes out a name at you, who cares? Don't let that silence you because you're afraid that someone's going to label you as a hater or a bigot. Listen, if you're standing for truth and righteousness, keep speaking. Don't let their little name calling, which is all they can do, because they got no truth behind them. Don't let their name calling silence you. And one of the ways that you can go ahead and speak forth is to please support this ministry, because we're doing it on a daily basis. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and sign up today to support us on a monthly basis. Or if you'd like to do a one-time donation, you can do that as well. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can make your choice of a one-time or recurring donation. We really appreciate all of your support for all you sons and daughters of liberty out there.
Now, folks, this is the end of the show, but Tim just posted, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted retired naval petty officer first class General Wilson sings stirring rendition of God Bless America. Folks, check it out. A stirring rendition of God Bless America, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.